Good morning, and thank you for joining the Andy Summer Show on this Monday morning.
So everybody's talking about back to school, right? And so, Matt, like, I would think a vast majority of kids are going back to school virtually this year, at least starting the school year that way, which I totally get. You know, I just think that the school districts are all doing the best that they can and trying to accommodate it as safely as many families as they can. It's just a tough situation. But now the question is, A, the timing of classes, which to me seems bonkers if you're not going to go a full day in school, because a lot of the virtual classes are going to be fewer classes per day, but there'll be longer class periods. And a lot of the schools are still starting at like 7:30 in the morning, which seems ridiculous to me. And then also the dress code, because you are on camera.
Right.
Yeah. So now there's this school in Illinois that said, you know what, if you're not going to get dressed, don't bother showing up for class. No pajamas. They have a pajama ban.
Yeah. Which, you know, I would think most schools have this in school, right?
Sure.
You can't show up. So to make this rule virtually seems odd. I'm kind of torn because I understand why the school would be like, hey, you're on school time. You're learning. You need to get in the habit of doing what you would normally do when you're going to school.
Right.
But one parent commented on it and made a really good point, saying you should be happy that the kids are there in front of the screen paying attention and learning. Don't worry about, you know, if they're wearing slippers or not. That's,
sure.
That's not a big picture thing, because so many kids are just blowing off virtually, you know, they'll log in and then just kind of completely mute themselves and tune out.
So. Right. Right. You know, I mean, we've seen so many of the like spoof videos on YouTube and stuff like that of having another screen in front of their camera of a person just nodding, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, the Zoom hack. So as a parent, what do you think? Like, do you think it's okay for kids to just kind of wear their PJs as long as they're there? Or do you think they should get in the practice of?
Well, okay, before I get into mine, we would love to hear from you this morning. So please give us a call if you have feelings about this at 215-263-6700. But I would say I am a strong proponent of dressing for the work that you want to do. Right. So if you are dressed better, if you're up and fresh and clean and wearing, you know, nice clothes, I think that you will do better than if you roll out of bed and in your pajamas are sitting there all loungy. And, you know, but then again, I'm also, I'm also in my 40s, and I remember what it was like to be a teenager. And if I didn't have to get dressed, then I probably wouldn't have. You know, and then the timing of it, though, too, you know, because I know I was talking to my sister-in-law. Her kids are going back to school. They live in California. Their school day is basically just the morning. So they start at 7:30 and then they're finished after lunch. I mean, really, I guess just before lunch, because it's not like they have a lunch period that they all have to check in for.
Right.
And then they just have some free time afterwards. Again, free time. You're not on the Zoom call anymore.
Yeah.
So you call it whatever you want, but they're turning off at like 11:30 or so. I don't understand why, if your day is going from 7 a.m. to 11:30, why can't you just move that later in the day so that these kids actually have time to sleep, right? And get themselves up and showered and stuff. Start classes at 11 a.m. instead of starting them at 7 a.m. That seems to make more sense to me. But again, I don't have all the answers. These are just thoughts that I've had.
Right. Yeah, it's tough, and for teachers too. Like, I'm assuming the teachers have to get up and dress like grown-ups, right?
Sure.
They can't conduct
class
in their PJs. I think if the students can wear their PJs, then the teachers
then
should
the
be able to wear their PJs too.
But yeah, as a parent though, it's bad enough your kids are home. You probably are not going to be thrilled, you know, having them be taught by someone who's still wearing their pajamas.
Yeah, absolutely. But speaking of teachers who may or may not be in their pajamas, good morning, Joy.
You.
We're doing great, and we're not going to judge you no matter what you're wearing right now. But what do you think about the kids and their virtual learning and whether or not there should be a pajama ban?
Well, I am a first grade teacher in a local school district, and it's very difficult on our part, because if we're having kids zoom in to classes and they're not dressed appropriately, then that's like kind of a legal issue, if that makes sense. So it's hard. Like, I believe me, I would have loved to stay in my pajamas all day, but right now I'm actually getting ready to go work in my classroom, so I have my school T-shirt on. But it's hard because if you're having a group meeting and you have kids that, like, boys with no shirts on or kids in their pajamas, or I mean, not teaching 6-year-olds. Sometimes they just want to be in their underwear. You know,
right.
Which is comfortable, and we understand that, and you're in a home setting, but legally, we and you know, I don't know. It just kind of crosses the line. You have
sure.
to be careful what's on video
right.
and what we're seeing and what the other kids and parents are seeing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a good point. That makes a good point. I mean, the bottom line is that you should be dressed appropriately, and if you're opening that up to pajamas, then you can't trust that there's going to be
yeah, right.
That
if you open that door
factor.
Just a little bit for one kid, then at what point do you end it?
Well, and we have pajama day at school, but it has to be appropriate pajamas, you know, and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's hard. It's a fine line. Believe me, being a teacher and having to get up in the morning and still get ready and sit down and do that, like, I would have loved to have been in my pajamas every day. But,
for sure.
But, you know, it crosses the line some places. So
got
that's
Joy,
the reason.
Yeah, thank you so much. So if you want to tune in on this, we would love to hear about it. 215-263-6700.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.